Hey guys, welcome back to the NK show, Nick Cumulazzo show. Recently, everybody on the channel has probably already in the podcast have seen it, but CNN and Fox News got a hold of old Steve Eckhart's reel of him talking about the K-bar and cutting off his project tattoo. And then, of course, it went viral and they had to look into it. So they labeled it Alpha Male Boot Camp, which, as Bedro said, we've never called it that, nor would we. It's so ridiculous. It's called the Modern Day Night Project. And I've been an instructor of the Modern Day Night Project since class 16. And we just wrapped class 19 and on to class 20. And when I went out there for the first time, I saw it and was sold. I mean, absolutely sold. And it was actually, and funny enough, I hired the honor grad, Joe Luplow, is now a coach for the Agogi. Great dude. 275 Ranger. Good man. Good father. Good friend. Anyways, so this shit went viral. And I thought it would be interesting to just have the conversation about why it. We did on your podcast, right?
Yeah.
So I've got Mario, who's usually sitting over there behind the scenes. But the interesting thing is, the reason why he's sitting at the table is because why?
I'm also a graduate project. I'm also a project graduate.
And you were the honor grad for
undergrad for 17.
17.
Yep.
And some of the clips being thrown around actually are
from my class.
Are from your class.
I sent it to my mom. I'm like, Mom, I made it. Look, I'm on Fox News.
I'm on Fox News.
With my shirt off.
And the reality is, like, all of this stuff that people are saying, it doesn't really affect any one of the instructors or anybody. Mm-hmm. What's sad is, and I didn't even realize there was two ones that did it. It was Angry Cops and it was Philion, whoever that is. And then and since then, We just pulled it up on the TV. There was tons more jumped on the bandwagon. And I don't think. What it is if anything pops on the news and goes viral, everybody's going to make videos about it, right? Because you hit the algorithm, and the next thing you know, you get views. And if you're on a YouTube channel, like, hey, look, we're doing it too right now. We're talking Alpha Male Boot Camp, 18K. And anyways, it is not to make you a man. At all whatsoever. It is a journey, maybe even a rite of passage. But in your own words, what do you think? What'd the project do for you, Mario?
No, man. Well, if you guys want to hear part of my story, I guess you guys can go back and listen to one of the episodes about me talking about my story of what kind of led me to get to the project.
I'm gonna look up that
episode.
That episode, yeah.
I think it's like 50 something, 58 or 59. Okay. But yeah, man, it's, I actually had I had the experience of going to class 15 before I actually went to.
That's right. And we realized that, like, what, 8 hours in? Yeah. Steve? Well, yeah. I didn't know. Steve knew.
He figured it out, yeah. So, and after watching it and watching the struggle and watching all the things behind the scenes that people normally don't see, I'm like, this is probably something that I need.
And talk a little bit about why, like, your background.
Yeah, so I was a cop for 4 years in Detroit, and in 2019 I got into a shooting, and I took a bullet to the stomach. But since then, you know, obviously, like, you're going through the transition of, like, now I'm off, and I'm not really dealing with everything, so now I'm just eating pizza, playing video games, and getting fat, while there's no...
Feeling sorry for yourself.
Feeling sorry for myself, no support, no nothing like that, and... It just led me down a fucking terrible path. Started getting addicted to just playing video games, porn, fucking pizza, like literally like pizza. It'd be like two times a day. It was terrible. And, Nick's seen the pictures of me around that time, and I was not in a good place.
It's pretty rough looking. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, I obviously left the police force in 2021, and had a little transition into a different job. And then that was obviously the transition of a little bit harder because I was so used to having a gun and a badge and, you know, having some type of purpose. Mm-hmm. And my purpose basically went away.
Well, and it becomes part of your identity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, I'm Mario the cop. And like, we've joked about it. Like, no, I'm just Mario with the trauma. And the last job I was at, I actually had the privilege of going to watch class 15 before I went to the project for myself. And I was like, you know, I'm about this. Like, I really like this. I really like the people who are running it.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to be the best version of yourself, and they want you to deal with the traumas that you have. And I was like, I remember talking to Bedros on the hike, and excuse me, he was like, you know, like, what's wrong with you? Like, what do you think? Like, I had very big trust issue. And like,
at your class or class 15?
No, at class 15 at the time.
Oh, okay.
Which is like mainly part of the reason why, because like I had a hard time trusting anybody.
Yeah.
Like, and you know,
because of what happened,
you know, just constantly watching, you know, behind my back. Like, I hate it when people got too close to me at the grocery store, which obviously this is something that's just like normal for people. But when you're like constantly like, and you're getting irritated because someone's like 3 feet behind you.
Yeah.
There's an issue with that for me, because I was always a people person. So, and obviously I had a lot more built up stuff and with the addictions and the vices and stuff like that. So when I saw what they were about, I'm like, dude, I got to do that. I got to do this. And even B told me, he was like, I saw something in you when you were talking about that, that you're like, yeah, I think he needs it too.
Yeah.
So,
and the reality is this, and nobody wants, they like to throw, everyone wants to throw stones, but the reality is this, it's been said, his name is Brandon Thoreau, something like that, George Thoreau, he wrote a book called basically that men live a life of quiet desperation.
Yeah.
And they focus on the wrong things and et cetera. And obviously that's what the Agogi about, and that's what my mission has been about. But they do, they live a life of quiet and desperation, and society has not done a very good job for men. It's like you know, it's bad to be masculine. It's bad to be what they're saying is alpha. You know, but it's not okay to cry. Yep. You can't cry. You can't be upset. You can't complain. That's not okay. No. But then, okay, you can't be a manly man. That's not okay too. Patriarchy is bad. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, as a man, you're supposed to provide for your family, progress in life, not be a fat piece of shit.
Yep.
Be able to actually like take care of your kids, teach them, raise them. Also be there for your wife, do all the chores, and work a full-time job and put money in the bank so that you can provide a good life for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently did a webinar talk on this where, you know, this is the reason why men are, they suffer from what's called lats, which they're lonely, even though they're surrounded by family. They just feel isolated and alone.
Yep.
because of the pressure. They're angry, they're tired, and they're stressed out. And these guys can make all the claims that you want. And the reality is this, at the end of the day, I look at everybody who made, in one video, actually, I will say, I don't know who this guy is, but you're fucking funny.
That was fun.
You're funny.
We had to pause it. We're like, we gotta watch this all together.
So we watched 2 minutes of this video and we're like, holy shit, we gotta watch this. So what we're gonna be doing here next week is we will be, all the instructors will get on a live call and we will live react to his particular video. Not because, you know, we're trying to like promote him or anything, just because it is super funny. And you know, if you're going to talk shit about us, we might as well watch it together
and have a good time with it.
Yeah. Right. But well done, sir. Next week we'll be launching that video, and it is very good. But the reality is this, I look at everybody that has a negative comment, everybody that makes a video, and I click their profile and I look at them and I judge them immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this the type of individual that I want to take advice from?
Mm-hmm.
Is this want to mirror my lifestyle after them? Do I want to show up as a man looking like that? Do I want to be this type of guy? Do I want my kids to be around this type of guy? Would he be a friend to me? The answer is no on across the board. I don't want my son around any of those individuals. Mm-hmm. That's not the example I want to set. Not to mention the fact that you're just going to jump on the bandwagon of information, that you have this much information. You have no idea what you're talking about or the impact that it has. And you're just going to do for 45 minutes, sit up there and do titillizing talk about, you know, what did they say? Bro vets or selling like Navy SEAL. What do you say?
Yeah, basically like, you know, guys who were in the military monetizing off the fact they were in the military. But there's a lot of people that are actually still monetizing out the fact that they're in the military because they're making videos about guys in the military. You're like, or, I'm confused.
But like, you're a cop. You literally wear your cop outfit
yeah.
to make videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Angry Cops is it was like a drill instructor. I'm not sure what branch he was in, but I know I've seen videos of him in his drill instructor uniform. So like, he's clearly like used that as well to
saw another guy who was like, you don't need this like alpha male bullshit. You don't need these groups. You don't need to, like, they're not going to teach you to be a better man. Mm-hmm. This is all bullshit. And at the end of the video, he goes, click the link in the bio and join my men's group. I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's like, yeah.
But at the end of the day, like I said, the guys that graduate the project, I've hired two of them.
Yep.
I'm friends with almost, I think, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them could come to my house and stay. They could be around my kids.
Yeah.
Like, these are the type of men that I choose to associate with.
Yeah. Last class, like, when we got there, and like, I've never met Kelvin.
That's before. Right.
Yeah. I've never met Kelvin before yeah. in my life, but like, he graduated, I graduated.
Yeah.
It's like an instantaneous bond.
Yeah. Like, you guys were like brothers.
Yeah, dude. We were like rolling around,
fighting in the corner.
In the corner. Like, you know what I mean? But it's fun. Like, I can literally go up to anybody and it's just like that.
You immediately know.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the same
yeah.
like wavelength.
Yeah. We have Kenny, who is 62. Oh my God. 63.
What a great dude, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, Kenny, if you're watching this, I don't even know if you watch this, but Kenny, holy shit. What a
super good dude.
What a great man.
One of the I think the oldest man to graduate the project.
He is the oldest.
And
guy.
He's like, everyone just links. You just link up.
Yeah.
And it's like, everyone has the same mentality. Everyone wants to get better. Everyone wants to, even if like, you feel like, oh, hey, like, I'm down a little bit. All right, dude, let's talk it out. Let's figure it out together.
Because how many of those calls have you been on?
Dude, a lot.
Since you graduated.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Me and Joe call me anytime.
And that's what's crazy, man, is like, these guys are just smashing this thing, and they have, and what I know from my experience of doing this job for this long is when the camera turns off and they go back to their normal life, there are areas in their life that they're just like, fuck. So you can sit up there and talk about everything that you want, but I guarantee you, when you look in the mirror, and there's two of those, the visor kid, the other kid, I'm like, I know when you get naked and you look in the mirror, you're not like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I guarantee there are areas in your life that you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Why can't this be better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they're just addicted to vices and pleasure and going down that rabbit hole and just sitting around eating fucking Twinkies. And I don't know what people do on YouTube day.
Pizza.
What is it? Pizza pockets.
Fucking, and DoorDash.
My day, it was pizza pockets and Mountain Dew. I don't know if that's still a thing, but.
Yeah. That's definitely my area as well.
So B threw down the gauntlet. This is the biggest thing that I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
We could share this clip. He threw down the gauntlet.
He did.
Like, so there's the offer, guys. There's the offer.
He called people out.
There's the offer. Like, Angry Cops, whatever your name is, and then the Philion guy come out. He offered you as a guest instructor to come on out. And when he finished, I think he said he'll donate.
He'll donate 5K
to their charity.
Yep.
So come on out, and then you get 5K. Like, you have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay to be there.
Yeah.
You just have to show up for and walk the gauntlet with us for 75 hours, which, like, I got to hand it to the guys who go through it. It's freaking difficult. Mm-hmm. It is difficult. But I'll tell you what, as an instructor, it's also pretty damn difficult.
It is.
It's, you've done two with me,
I've
right?
I've done two with you, yeah. It's hard.
It's fucking rough,
It's
dude.
Rough.
Like, it takes you a week to recover.
Yeah. So they're getting minimal sleep, but at the same time, you're also getting minimal sleep.
Yeah, we do the same thing.
I think we got maybe 5 hours of sleep total in 4 days. It was 5 days.
Rough.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, constant nausea. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm hungry. I don't know what my deal is right now. Yeah.
I think my daily caffeine intake during the project's like 800 milligrams a day.
At least.
Easily.
Yeah.
Anyways. So the gauntlet's been thrown down, guys. I'd love to see Angry Cops and Philion and show up. I'd love to see any hater. And there's been haters forever. He's even offered guys to go to the project for free.
Mm-hmm.
And if you graduate, he'll donate the 18K to a charity of your choice.
He said that multiple times.
Nobody will show up.
Nope.
And that just tells me this, that it's just a bunch of keyboard warriors trying to get clout on the internet. And they have no real idea of the purpose of what things are happening. And the reality is this, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. 2020 was a wake-up call for me. 2020 was a complete wake-up call for me. That's what radicalized me to this movement. Because before that, I got out of the military and I was just like, I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to make videos. I'm not talking about politics, religion, anything. I'm just going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did my 12 years in special operations. Now it's my turn. But then I saw my gym get raided by the cops, civil liberties being trampled on, our rights being trampled on, people's families just imploding. And I took a step back, and for the first time I realized that the opposition had a plan to decentralize the family unit. And I know that this has been going on for a long time, but this is my journey.
Mm-hmm.
That it just woke me up to realize that the gravity of the situation. And when I looked at all the problems that we were having, what was happening in public schools, what they're trying to do with your kids, trying to brainwash your kids, the media, Hollywood, et cetera. I said, holy shit, we as men have dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is my mission to make sure. And I did. If you guys have been following me for long, you realize that like I took a big ownership in my personal life, my personal growth, my fitness, everything across the board. Because it was like, it's time for me to take personal responsibility, be the man that I need to be, and then go lead other men to greatness, mm-hmm. to become better fathers, become better men. And that was the thing that woke me up. And I stand on this now. If men were the men that they were back in, say, the 50s, and I know that the 50s weren't perfect, but I'm just talking about the character and morals. That's all I'm talking about, just character and morals. If we had those type of stand-up men that had rules and had core values they live by, the shit that happened from 2020 on would have happened. If the gross populace of men were like this, were like guys that graduated the project, there's no fucking way that any of that, every man in the country would have been like, nope, this is not in the best interest of our families, our communities, our businesses, the people that work there. Not going to happen. Find a different way.
Nope.
And what do we do? We just crumbled. We went indoors. We put masks on. We started ordering DoorDash, started watching Netflix, collecting checks from the government, and just got fucking fat.
Yep.
And there we have it. And that's the reason why I do what I do now. And you can disagree with me, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to do me.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to stay on the mission.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, I think... just like one last thing, I think like going back to what you were saying about the government, media, social media, everybody trying to demasculize people, like men specifically. You know, they say like women usually are the person who files for divorce mm-hmm. higher than men.
Mm-hmm.
But like what percentage is actually the men's fault?
Right.
Because they're not owning up to their shit. They're not protecting. They're not providing. They're not taking their wife out on dates. They're not doing all this stuff.
All the things that they're supposed to be doing.
All the things that they're supposed to be doing, because you know why? Because we've been told, or media has been telling people, okay, hey, it's bad to be masculine. And then you take your shit over, and then you actually take your wife out on dates, and now she's happy. And you're doing the little things. You're buying her flowers. You're taking care of the household. You're doing chores without being asked to.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's good.
The thing is, what's great about this is when men make this mental transition, right? Like when they get into the yogi, they go through the project, or they do the crucible, whatever it is, they make this switch, they flip the switch. Yes, if you join the yogi, your life will be exponentially harder. Because
mm-hmm.
it will. Because now we have standards.
Yeah.
You have a standard to live your life by. Yeah. So yeah, it's harder. But guess what? So much more rewarding.
Yeah.
And anybody that's made that transition knows that like, oh my God, me and my wife are having sex like 10 times more. You know what I mean? We're like vibing on the same level. I've got like my friend back, you know, I feel like invested in my kids. Next thing you know, I am making more money because of my confidence. It's a positive snowball effect.
Yeah.
But the reality is we've been lied to. Again, guys, go read the book Outwitting the Devil. I feel like the plan is in there. Like it's in there.
Yep.
The plot that they're trying to get you is in the book that was written over 100 years ago, and it's more true today than it is when it was written. And so read the book Outwitting the Devil, you'll understand more of what I'm saying. But that's the reality that we're working with.
Mm-hmm. So
that's the reason why, you know, I guess we do alpha male boot camp
right
at 18 grand. And the 18 grand is, you know, you guys don't really, what you don't really see is there's a lot that goes into it, but also there's a 12-month mastermind for those guys that come after the fact. So it's not just 75 hours and then
see you later.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No, no, you're there's a process in which you continue to grow and continue to learn.
Yeah.
And that evolution has just been awesome to watch.
Yeah. And the brotherhood that you get from it is just priceless. Seriously. You can't beat it.
You can't beat
it. Like, there's like a saying, like, you just need like one person in your life to say like, you fucking got this.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Imagine having hundreds.
So just to real quick on like the whole, why don't you just join the military? Well, first of all, a lot of these guys are military. Joe was he was a 275 Ranger. There's been every class. There's veterans,
Special Operations, Air Force, SEER instructor.
Yeah, fucking. Like everybody is there. Anyways, the difference in the military and the project is you leave the military with trauma. The military gives you trauma. So yeah, they're going to be paying you to do whatever, but that's not the reality. And I did 12 years in the military. I did special op. I was a Force Recon Marine. I was a Marine Raider. I went through multiple selection processes and different courses. I understand the hardships of the military and how it works very intimately. I left the military more fucked up than I entered in.
Sure.
You leave the project with have dealt with your trauma,
or at least dealing with it
and dealing with it and then and identifying it through, you know, the part of toxic cognitions, which is not on camera for a reason. And then moving past it and having a plan past it. There's the difference.
Yeah.
Military, you leave with trauma. Project, you leave with what we call project trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Which isn't anything, which is more of like, it's helping you. You're trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the difference, guys. And I hope that this adds an ounce of clarity to the MDK project. And you don't have to like it. It's not for everyone. And we say it right there on the page. This is not for everyone. This is just for a very select few men. Yeah. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, there you go. If you have more questions, drop them below. All the instructors will be getting together next week. We're going to do a live reaction video to one of the videos.
So good.
And hey, dude, and you know what? Like, I know you did it for clout out of whoever your name is, and we'll obviously that it will be on that video. I know you did it for clout, but damn, dude, you're funny, bro.
Like the edits were good too. They were
like,
good.
Yeah, I don't know if he's editing or he's got an editor, but it was like it was on. You appreciate it.
I appreciated it.
Yeah, it was on point.
Yeah.
So if you have more questions below, please drop the comments below. And I challenge you, what B said. I challenge you, if you have questions about it, reach out to Mario. Reach out to ask for guys who have either graduated, who quit, who have been involved, the instructors, myself, whatever. Do a little more research.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so quick to just jump on the bandwagon of keyboard warriors. Anyways, you guys know the deal. Never quit, never surrender. We always keep moving forward. See you the next one. Peace.
Peace.